Wrapping up our weekly locker room chats here tonight on KNZA. We're talking Hiawatha with head football coach Wyatt Giroux, brought to you by Carl's Body Shop and Citizens State Bank and Trust of Hiawatha. Coach, you know, we talked last week. This was a youthful roster, a lot of players really getting their first opportunity at the varsity level here in 2026. It was a tough draw in week one, not only a very good Baldwin team, but on the road as well. You know, Baldwin got the big win, but again, youthful roster. What'd you take away from a lot of these kids who played really their first taste at the varsity level last week?
We thought they played tough and they didn't give up. I think that was the biggest thing. They didn't back down. They didn't sub themselves out. And I think they just persevered through it and showed their toughness.
In regards to some players that really kind of caught your eye, you know, maybe not so much box score numbers, but players that really kind of stood out to you that you thought played really well last week.
I'd say Camden, Martinson Gonzalez, sophomore, kind of tweaked his knee this summer. Played real tough, both sides of the ball, special teams. I'd say our quarterback, he took some big shots. Jet Keller took some big shots. We had some protection mistakes, played both sides of the ball. I thought Brenner Lode did well. He, you know, played a right tackle for us, never played O-line in his whole career. Did well at linebacker, showed his growth there. Those three guys really stood out to us. There's a couple more. Obviously, what you said, it was their first game, and just we thought the guys really embraced their role. It's just we just made too many mistakes.
Are you expecting kind of that bit, or at least, you know, coaches around are pretty similar in terms of maybe the biggest week-to-week jump throughout a regular season is week one to week two? Do you see it kind of in similar fashion, or at least hoping to be kind of that big week one to week two jump?
I mean, I'm hoping.
Right.
That would be great. I mean, honestly, I tell the kids all the time, I mean, I'll never lie to you. I'm just hoping it's a little this week, a little next week, a little the next week. And then, you know, hopefully week seven, eight, we can, like, really see how far we have grown. Like, have we made more tackles? Has the missed tackles gone down? Do we have better technique, eyes at the thighs? You know, are we attacking near foot, near shoulder? All this stuff we practice in the summer and then during the week, is it really getting better at the end of the year? Because we're really focusing on alignment, assignment, technique with these young kids. And we want to see, are we getting better, you know, in 6 weeks? That's our goal. But, yeah, I mean, if we make a big jump this week, I mean, that would be great. We had a good meeting Monday for about 2 hours before our JV game. So I hope it helped.
We'll talk about the matchup. It is Perry LeCompton week two for Hiawatha. We'll get coach's thoughts after a timeout here on KNCA. We got a few more minutes with Hiawatha football coach Wyatt Giroux here tonight, brought to you by Carl's Body Shop and Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha. It'll be Hiawatha at Perry LeCompton. Redhawks get their first matchup in the Big East here in week number two. Coach, your initial thoughts and what you see from this Perry LeCompton squad?
Coach Perry Moore seems are always well coached. He's always been a nice guy to me since I've been here these last 2 years. And, I mean, they're scrappy and, I mean, they're tough. I mean, they're tough. Week in and week out, you watch the film, and their kids play four quarters of football, and they'll hit you in the mouth.
What's maybe the biggest difference that stands out about Perry, maybe what they do schematically, whether it's offense or defense, maybe compared to what you saw last week with what Baldwin was doing on both sides of the ball?
Baldwin was really fast. Like, I don't think we realized how fast Baldwin was going to be. I got film on their quarterback, and he looked fast, but, like, he was a lot faster in person. It was kind of like the Holton quarterback last year. On film, he doesn't look as fast as he is, but then you watch him in person, and he was fast. So Baldwin was a lot faster than we thought. I think Perry, defensively, they're going to be a little bit different than Baldwin, which, I mean, you could just copy what Baldwin did, but they're gonna be a little bit different. I don't think they're quite as fast team speed wise, especially offensively, as Baldwin, and then defense, they'll line up in a little bit different stuff.
in terms of keys for a win, just simple expectations and what you want to see in terms of growth with the young players getting now their second game this week. What do you want to see and hope to see here on Friday night at Perry?
One of the biggest things we talked about in our meeting, offensively, you could just tell like the kids were a little bit nervous when they were, or just a lot of brain farts, lining up, motions. Our offense is a lot of timing and understanding spacing. So hopefully we can clean those up. Defensively, we just have to tackle a little bit better. We thought we pursued the ball not bad, but it was just our tackling, like just taking ourselves out of position. And so we talked about those things big, obviously some other stuff, but if we could fix that stuff on offense and then that stuff on defense, I think that will help us a lot. And then obviously don't turn the ball over three times. So
there it is. Wyatt Giroux joining us, Hiawatha football coach. They get their first Big East League game on Friday night, week two at Perry Lecompton. You can watch it on the Hiawatha channel. Also our feature broadcast on 103.9 KNZA. Coach, we really appreciate it. We'll see you Friday. Plus, we'll do it again next week before week three.
I appreciate it. Thank you.